X-Talks connects professionals in the life science, medical device, and food industries with useful content like webinars, job openings, articles, and virtual meetings to help you succeed in your career. This Life Science Focus podcast brings together some of our editorial staff to share insights into the latest B2B industry news to keep you up to date.
Hello and welcome to the X-Talks Life Science Podcast. I'm Aisha Rashid, Senior Life Science Journalist at xtalks.com, and this week I'm joined by a very special guest on the show. It's a pleasure for me to introduce Weili Hsiao, who is the President of Omada Health. Omada Health provides virtual care solutions to address expensive chronic conditions found across populations. Omada Health is a virtual-first chronic care provider that helps members make lasting changes to improve health and to reduce care costs for organizations. Weili Hsiao is a global executive and a leader with over 20 years of experience building and leading biopharmaceutical and diagnostic imaging businesses in the United States, New Zealand, China, and Taiwan. He came to Omada in 2019 following a rewarding 18-year career as an executive at global pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly and Company. Weili, thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate your time.
Aisha, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Likewise. So could you start off by telling us about your experience in biopharma, your very extensive career in the field, and what led you to join Omada?
Yeah, Aisha, I think that's probably one of the most common questions that I get. And I think it was really just a convergence of two things that brought me here over a long period of time. I sometimes wonder and wish, boy, I wish I would have come to virtual care earlier, but be that as it may, it was really, like I said, two experiences that came together. One, over the course of working in four different countries and four really, really different healthcare systems, I was honestly, I was struck by how similar the foundational like challenges of healthcare systems are around the country. Like they're all essentially at its highest level the same. And what I mean by that, maybe best is to share a little bit of a short story. When I was in China running our diabetes business, I was visiting a Western province out in China, and I went there and you know, the Western provinces of China at that particular time were not quite, you know, advanced in terms of their healthcare. Walked in, barely any lights on, barely any healthcare providers there. There's one. There was a defibrillator machine on the wall, not plugged in, still covered in plastic. I went to the refrigerator. I opened it. There were two vials of insulin. They were almost expired. And as I was talking to the doctor there, I said, you know, tell me a little bit about what's going on here. And he proceeded to tell me like diabetes is exploding in all over China. And this, again, was in the Western side of China. And I said, well, have you used insulin? And he said, no, we got the shipment in a long time ago. I don't know how to use it. I'm fearful because insulin, when used inappropriately, can kill people. Anyways, long story short, it occurred to me that at that particular time, you know, listen, we could educate each of the millions of healthcare professionals one by one by one by one using our Salesforce, but that just wasn't going to do it. And so it was natural at that point in time to look towards technology. To scale education and access to information so that we can help people. And we ended up partnering with Tencent, you know, WeChat, and we built the first ever in China diabetes connected care program. And within the first like 18 months, we're over 100,000 patients swarmed in because of the need. And that really opened my eyes to the importance of virtual care and started my journey in terms of eventually kind of leaving the biopharma. The other part that kind of came together was I had a personal healthcare crisis back in 2016. I went through my own healthcare journey in terms of how difficult it was and how opaque the healthcare system was here in the United States. But I'd been working in it for, you know, over 20 years. And that also had a profound impression on me that said, boy, if I can't navigate this system, then something needs to change. And technology was my friend during that particular time. And so those two things came together and I finally made the change and started what I call my career 2.0. And that's what brought me to Omada.
Amazing. Wow. That's really interesting how you were able to draw parallels between healthcare systems in places like China and the US and really the problems being kind of universal there. And so in the US, what are the gaps that you see in the US healthcare system that Omada is seeking to address?
So there are a number of things that the US healthcare system does incredibly well. I mean, we have the premier educational and academic centers in the world. We do the most R&D in healthcare than anywhere in the world, but there are gaps and they are profound. And as I mentioned earlier, as I worked in different countries across the world, the gaps are the same. Mm-hmm. And the one that I think is probably the most profound as it relates to impacting chronic care and chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension and the obesity, you know, kind of epidemic around the world, is that all the healthcare systems around the world, and especially so in the United States, are built around single visits. And mm-hmm. those visits, at least here in the United States, occur for Americans and adults probably like maybe 2 or 3 times a year for an average of 10 to 12 minutes per visit. Mm-hmm. And that is a massive gap because especially for chronic care, 80 to 90% of the outcomes that you get, good or bad, are not developed or derived, or they don't occur in the doctor's office. They occur in that space between office visits where people are struggling with normal life. They're trying to make the right decisions for their health, but they can't. And the reason that's the biggest gap is not only because 80 to 90% of all outcomes, good or bad, come from that space between visits. It's also because the asymmetry of resources. Most of the healthcare resources go to that 15-minute visit. But the problem is not there. It's mm-hmm. outside those visits. And so that asymmetrical allocation of resources is causing what I believe is out of control, worsening outcomes for chronic conditions that have been proven for the last 15 years in numerous studies. Mm-hmm.
And so where does Omada come in? What are the kinds of things that Omada hopes to utilize to fill in that very profound gap that you spoke of?
So Sean Duffy and Adrian James over 10 years ago had the foresight to understand two things that I think are super critical to that gap between visits. The first one is that what happens in that space between visits where people are trying so hard to take the right actions and make the right decisions for the benefit of their health and their livelihood is that their behavior doesn't match their intent. Hmm. And behavior could be anything. It could be, do I take my medications, the same time every day? And do I take them often enough? Am I getting the right amount of activity and hydration? Am I sleeping well? Am I managing my stress, depression, and anxiety? Am I moving enough? It's all about behavior, especially for conditions like diabetes and hypertension, obesity, or pre-diabetes, which are the areas that we're in, along with musculoskeletal. They're all related to behavior. And so they understood that there's a science around behavior change. And they recognized that, and that it could fill that gap quite effectively. And there were numerous studies done that couldn't scale, which gets to the second insight they had, is that they knew that the studies could show that if you could work with people, you could actually reverse or change the course of their conditions and get better outcomes. And so they said, well, technology, much like the epiphany that I had too as well, is technology is a tool and enabler to scale a massive amount of interactions and a consistent quality of care. And so they put those two things together. And so more than a decade later, we've proven over, close to 24 peer-reviewed clinical trials that across diabetes, prediabetes, obesity, hypertension, MSK, that this same approach in this period between care visits, we can actually work with people to change their behavior using technology to scale across hundreds of thousands, millions of people to make a total population impact on the healthcare system.
And so how is Omada's platform, which I hope you can talk a bit more about, different from, let's say, other tools like health education or telemedicine, or is it a combination sort of these tools? How does Omada's platform essentially operate?
So I think it's important to maybe say up front, you mentioned the word education, and education is a huge component of what we do, but it doesn't describe everything we do. We deliver care, and there's a huge distinction between education and care.
Yeah.
Education is the acquisition of knowledge. It's imparting knowledge and things like that. Care, education is a part of care, but care is so much more. Care is about a trusted relationship. It is about empathy. It is about inclusion and identification. And it is about interaction such that it creates trust. And trust is the currency upon which change can occur. Yep. And when change occurs in the right vector or the right direction, then you can get better outcomes. And that is the foundation of Omada's virtual first care approach, is we focus on relationships. We use technology to scale our care teams, which are all human-led. We don't believe that artificial intelligence, chatbots, or machine learning, or ChatGPT can replace the one-on-one that we're having right now, Aisha. Yeah. It's creating identification and trust. Technology, AI, ML can be used to power that relationship and enable that relationship, but cannot replace that relationship, because trust creates change, and change creates the right kind of change, creates better outcomes. And so we built a scaled platform using our own proprietary tools, technology, and approaches to treat in the areas of diabetes, hypertension, obesity, prediabetes, and MSK. A science of behavior change approach, where there is a human-led care team that every individual gets that can then interact with 24/7, 365 out of the year, so that when they are in between those visits, those doctor visits, they can access their care virtually whenever they want, however they want, whether it be a 5-minute interaction or a 2-second interaction. And those interactions change. And we know the compilation of those actions, when done in a structured way, which we call a personalized care plan, that we've proven in our studies that can actually change behavior and generate positive outcomes and return on investment for healthcare systems that we partner with.
And so the virtual first nature of Omada, have you found that members are as engaged with the virtual coach or care provider as they would be with in-person visits? Has there been a comparison of that, or what has been the reception essentially among patients?
So, you know, the difference in terms of the engagement between an in-person provider and a virtual care provider is hard to compare, because the nature of the visit is different. There's a discrete visit that you have with your in-person doctor. The idea of a visit is completely deconstructed in virtual care, because a visit is not a point in time. It could be over a week or two. And that's the benefit of technology. And so when you ask about how does it differ, well, the concept of the interaction is very different. So to give you an idea, an average member here at Omada, whether they be in our prediabetes, diabetes, or hypertension program, interacts with our program on average between 25 and 35 times a week. Now, those touch points, the volume of those touch points with their in-person care provider is probably something that they would have over a period of years. And so the kinds of interactions, some of them are macro interactions. They take a lot of time. Some of them are micro. Some of them are lessons. Some of them are stepping on a scale, measuring your blood glucose. All of those interactions kind of add up into kind of a very persistent level of care. And it's very consistent as well, because that's what it takes to help people achieve their health goals in between kind of their doctor visits. And so that high-level interaction, whether it be through our program, our app, with our care team, occurs, you know, quite often on average per week.
And so the program or platform essentially runs, or the premise is virtual care visits. And so Does that entail users being able to download the app onto their cell phones and being able to get in touch with a healthcare provider 24/7? Is that kind of the idea? Also measuring metrics as well, health metrics. So is that all part and parcel of the whole Omada solution?
Yeah, it is. And so we break it down. We have something that called the Omada Care approach. Mm-hmm. And the Omada Care approach has four components. The first is all about that relationship with the care team and the member to build trust. The second one is about data. That data, when you join the Omada program, four things happen. The first is you get assigned in a care team. And that's your mm-hmm. human care team that you can interact with whenever you want. That will help you on your journey. The second one is a learning program to get you educated on your disease in kind of micro bits and pieces that are consumable. The third is you join a community because there are millions mm-hmm. of people that are just like you going through similar challenges that you can identify with, and community is super important for behavior change. And then the fourth is connected devices. Those connected devices could be connected blood pressure cuffs, connected scales, continuous blood glucose monitors. All of those things complement the unstructured data we get that we turn into data insights. Those data insights then turn into personalized care plans, which then turn into action. And that mm-hmm. action creates more data for us to use to create more insight mm-hmm. such that there are better care plans. And so that's essentially how the Omada program works across all of the conditions. It is important to note that why that's super important is that the majority of people that suffer from chronic conditions like diabetes, half of them have high blood pressure as well. Mm-hmm. And more than half are unfortunately overweight. And so they've got multiple problems going on at the same time. And so it gets really complex really, really fast. And so by having that data and that care team specialized in different things, we can actually create a comprehensive kind of whole self mm-hmm. multiple condition program that is easily consumable because, you know, having all those things can be overwhelming, and we make it simple mm-hmm. for our members.
Mm-hmm. And so diabetes is, of course, one of the major areas that you offer care in through Omada's platform. What are some of the other areas that are available?
Yeah, so diabetes is one, both type 1 diabetes, insulin dependent, as well as type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. The other one is prediabetes. Prediabetes are people that are obviously not yet diagnosed as having diabetes because their blood sugar is not high enough or the HbA1c has not yet reached that level, but they're in that danger risk zone. And that's probably anywhere from 50% to 2/3 of adult Americans, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then the third area is we call hypertension, but it also includes not only high blood pressure, but also high cholesterol, which unfortunately mm-hmm. most Americans have too as well. And then the last one is musculoskeletal, which is, acute and chronic pain, back pain, lower back pain, knee, hip joint pain, basically virtual physical therapy. And then through all of that, we actually interweave behavioral health psychological support in the form of treating depression and anxiety, for instance, because we know that, you know, a good third of people unfortunately have depression and or anxiety that gets in the way making progress towards their other health goals. So we also address that too as well.
Great. And so could you tell me a bit more about Omada Insights and how you did touch upon that in terms of, I believe the data insights that are collected and how those are used to perhaps tailor programs or to tailor, connectivity to a healthcare team for patients.
Yeah, we have this incredible team, at Omada that we call the Omada Insights Lab. And at its core, it is an analytical data science mm-hmm. effort. We have billions of data points across hundreds of thousands of members. And we know their patterns exist under certain conditions, and those patterns can be translated into insights. So for example, we know that, for instance, let's say you have diabetes and hypertension and you join the Omada program and you start interacting with your care team or your health coach to begin with. Mm-hmm. She is your contact window. We know that if you interact with your care team or your health coach in the first week, your outcomes 3 to 6 months later are 94% higher. We know that. And so when we know that, what we do is we engage you immediately when you start, because your mindset is in a frame of, I want to do something now. And so it is simple things like that, or as complex pattern recognition, when we see that the number of messages or the kinds of interaction, we use natural language processing to pick apart these messages. And we can tell that when they're engaging or setting goals, we know that if they set certain kinds of goals, they are 2 to 3 times more likely to achieve their outcomes or achieve their goal too as well. So we work with our participants a lot on goaling. And so there's this practical pattern insight recognition that then gets into a very practical application of very simple things that we can do with each member. And that's what the Omada Insights Lab does.
And so you also mentioned that the platform operates via device connectivity, various devices to measure blood pressure, or perhaps to measure blood glucose. And so do you have any partnerships with specific device companies, and how do those relationships work?
Yeah, so we have a number of partnerships and strategic alliances with a variety of device companies. Because as we talked about a little bit earlier, getting in that structured data, that biometric data, is an important part of what we do, so that we can help, you know, our members on a daily basis. And so maybe the best reflection of, you know, a partnership is the alliance we have with Abbott Diabetes Care for their CGM, or continuous glucose monitor, the Freestyle Libre. It is the market leading, most utilized CGM in the market today. It's likely almost in all cases the most affordable one too as well. So it's accessible. And what that does is I oftentimes liken it to, if you use a regular blood glucose monitor where you have to prick your finger, it's like watching a slideshow, and you see a slide of your own situation once every day or 2 days. A CGM is like watching a movie. You can see what's happening every second of the day, 24/7. And so it's high definition data. And it fills in the gaps between the slide that you see every day.
The snapshots that you're getting.
The snapshots, exactly. It's a great way to put it. The snapshots. Yeah. We see full motion video of what's happening to you biologically. Because you may eat something, you may have a sweet iced tea, or you may have a latte, and different people respond differently under different conditions. And we can see that full motion video, per se, quote unquote, and it makes our insights and our personalized care plans even more precise and more engaging.
And so in terms of how is Omada accessible to patients, how can patients access it? And then, you know, cost also comes into play. So does the company work directly with healthcare insurance companies essentially to, you know, add this to existing plans, or how does that setup and structure work?
Yeah, so we are a bona fide healthcare provider. And the reason I mentioned that is that we are under the same rules, regulations, HIPAA, so on and so forth, just as like your bricks and mortar doctor. We just happen to operate in the cloud. And the reason that's important is because we then work with the healthcare system just like Dr. Smith or Dr. Jones does. They contract with health plans. We contract with health plans as being part of an in-network provider. And then we work with members. And then as we work with them, we bill and file medical claims just like Dr. Jones and Dr. Smith do. So we contract with health plans to be an in-network provider. And then we become part of their benefit delivery and strategy towards their most important clients.
Great. And so what's next for Omada? What are the short and long-term goals of the company, and what can we look forward to in the coming months and years?
So we couldn't be more excited about our future than we are right now. Mm-hmm. We've reached a point where we have successfully enrolled well over 800,000 people. Wow. We've got over 1,800 clients and customers. We've got close to 25 million people that have access to our benefit through their health insurance. We like to say that 1 in 10 U.S. adults actually can access our benefit through their healthcare insurance. So we've reached a point of scale where it's all about just doing more of that and getting more Americans access to Omada, so that mm-hmm. they too can be successful with their chronic conditions and their health goals in between the space and time that they visit their doctor. So we have a strategy to very much just continue down this path that we've scaled, that we've proven can not only generate good financials for our investors, but also great return on investment when it mm-hmm. comes to financials for our customers, as well as our outcomes. The second thing that I think is super exciting is we're always going to look towards the future. What are other chronic care conditions mm-hmm. that are adjacent that also, can be benefited through the science of behavior change scaled by human-led care teams and technology. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to put one foot in front of the other to continue to help more and more people. And so that's, it sounds pretty straightforward, I guess, because it is. Mm-hmm. We found a model that works, and we think we can scale to other conditions.
That's great. And so is the platform just available in the U.S. at the moment, or is it available in other countries?
We mm-hmm. are focused on the U.S. market. Mm-hmm. The number of people, I guess you could say fortunately and unfortunately, are mm-hmm. the tens, if not hundreds of millions that we can assist. And so we feel like that's a pretty huge task, and we're focused on that right now. Certainly in the future, we endeavor and aspire to be a global healthcare organization. Mm-hmm. Right now, the U.S. market is our focus.
Makes sense. Well, thank you very much for your time, Wei-Leep, and for being on the show today. I really greatly appreciate your time and just all of the insights that you've shared about Omada Health and how it's really kind of revolutionizing the space in terms of providing virtual care in a more integrated and in a more sort of interactive way that will make an impact. So it was really great to hear all of those insights.
Yeah, thank you, Aisha, for having me on your program today. I enjoyed our conversation.
Likewise. Well, that's the end of this episode of the X-Talks Life Science Podcast. If you liked today's show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you, everyone, and see you all next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the X-Talks Life Science Podcast. If you enjoyed our discussions today, please share the episode with your friends and colleagues, and be sure to subscribe in order to be notified when a new episode is released. To join in on the discussion, you can find X-Talks on social media, email podcast@xtalks.com, or comment on the articles directly. Links are in the show description. Take a moment to join our community at xtalks.com to get access to everything we have to offer, including webinars, job listings, virtual meetings, articles, and more. The views and opinions expressed in the podcast are those of the speakers sharing them. They should not be taken as professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the policy or position Honeycomb Worldwide. For further information, email us at podcast@xtalks.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.